right now, I want our studio audience there to give it up for Channel 7's Joanna Griggs, who's joined me. Good morning, Joanna.
Oh, thank you. That's about the welcome I'm used to. Everyone completely underwhelmed.
Dave, the panel operator. We used to have a lot more people around the station, but there have been a few changes lately. No, look, the host of so many things, and we'll talk about house rules and what have you shortly, and we'll touch on things, but I want to go straight to the big one.
All right.
Because I've never had a chance to ask you. The Swedish backpacker in the Home and Away as a 17-year-old. I mean, I want you to come clean on that story. Is everyone aware that Joanna Griggs, when I introduced her, I should have said actress?
Wow.
Is anyone in your profile, does it say actress?
I would have thought that 30 seconds of really bad television would have actually, for the rest of my life, assured that I would never be called an actress because it was so diabolically bad. So, in a nutshell, I was at that stage modelling and obviously swimming. I was on a break from swimming because I'd been sick. Went off, just did a gig, ended up being Home and Away. I was I was a backpacker stealing Bobby's husband. And it was so bad that at that point I was like, right, for the rest of my life, acting is not going to be something that I'm going to turn my attention to. In the years I was with Channel 7, I've been with them for 21 out of 23 years. Yeah. I managed to negotiate all of the vision, which was everything that they had. No one could find it. People had looked for it. They couldn't find it. Up until they replayed Home and Away from the start on 7 Mate, which was April Fool's Day last year. And it was so well hidden that even the Home and Away publicists and all the publicists from 7 rang me. They said, mate, someone's doing a great April Fool's Day prank on you. They said you played Inga from Sweden on Home and Away. And I just could not stop laughing. It's like, oh, I have to fess up.
Was your little secret. So if I went into Wikipedia now, would it say actress or not?
No, I don't think it'd say actress. As I say, I think there's
so one role. Doesn't
that'd be an insult to a lot of actors and actresses.
I was in a movie once. Really? I'd like to put on mine actor, you know.
Yes, but you were probably slightly credible at it. So.
Oh, it was a marvellous performance.
Does it say actor right before the word or after the word humble?
Bullshit artist. On reality television, and you've been quoted recently, and some people will say, oh, I've had enough of it, you know, there's nowhere it can go. What's your thoughts?
Look, my thoughts are it's been around for a very long time now. It's been around for close to 15 years and probably even longer in different formats. Reality itself covers so many different styles of show. I don't think it's ever going to completely go away. It will continue to evolve because the audiences are getting smarter and they're pretty clued on to how it all works. But my thing is, for everyone who criticises reality, for the last 10, 12 years, it has been the biggest employer of people within our industry.
That's a good
point. Matter what,
from that perspective, exactly right. And the ratings. I mean, there's still a lust for it from
works.
The viewer.
It works. It's a commercial network. I mean, I'm not saying have reality instead of drama, but for all those drama shows, if those people were there watching it and the figures that you get for reality, they'd still be on air. So people actually have to take the actions to be watching what they want to watch. And at the moment, they are still loving watching reality TV.
For the role that you play, is it the dream job?
No, I love live sport. Live sport is the dream job. Better Homes and Gardens is the ultimate job because every person welcomes you with open arms and an open heart, and it's a real joy to work on. Reality is very scripted and very different. I like it mainly because in a very short space of time I have to get a lot of people to trust me, all the teams that we're working with, and it has to be a two-way street. And that is pretty much my role on the show because I get the best out of them if they do feel that way about me.
Yeah, and house rules specifically, talking about that. And programs where people, because Better Homes and Gardens is lifestyle and it's relaxed and it's well presented. The different shows where you're putting contestants and what have you under pressure.
Yeah, look, under pressure, under enormous emotional strain, physical strain. Yeah, they're living with each other 24/7. I love my husband to death, but if we live with each other 24/7, we'd kill each other. And, you watch these teams and they're doing that as well as in 7 days, doing a 6-month renovation. What's extraordinary is how well they respond to that every season. The first house is almost always completely white and neutral. The finishes are terrible. Often you walk in and there's 3 different sizes of skirtings in a house. 6 weeks into it, they're doing extraordinary homes.
Amazing.
I mean, the Harvey Bay home, the $800,000 prize home that we're giving away to a viewer, that is a beautiful home inside and out. And they couldn't have done that 6 weeks ago. And you watch their confidence grow and their pride grow with what they're doing. So for all the negative things that you can pick apart with reality, there's also a hell of a lot of it that does a lot of good.
Yeah, and then off camera, the things we don't see. Because and people have got to be conscious of that fact.
Yeah.
It is about making a television show. So the best bits and what have you.
Yeah. I mean, you have 18 hours a day, 5 or 6 cameras, your GoPros, I mean, as I say to people, somebody say to me, oh, why don't you give them an extra day? It's like, well, why don't we give them 6 months and watch them 24/7? We can be called Big Brother slash house rules. I mean, you know, the whole point is you are trying to make something entertaining, and I think we have that formula down pat.
So what if a camera followed Jenna Griggs around for a week, you know, 24/7? Would it make a good program or not?
I think people would be pretty bored. I'm pretty well disciplined. I mean, I have I spend a lot of time in airports. I see a lot of the airports of Australia. I travel at the moment sort of 6 to 8 times a week. I fly in and out. I have a fantastic life. I run a construction company away from work. I've got 2 teenage boys, a fabulous husband. I mean, our life is pretty much work, sleep, exercise. You're not necessarily in that order.
Well, the first time we got to know, and I say we, the Australian public, got to know Joanna Griggs is as the swimmer. That must feel like an absolute lifetime
ago.
Well,
it is 23 years ago since I hung up my tog, so it is a long, long time ago. But, I mean, that was a great way to see the world. I mean, it's funny, I've got teenage boys, 19 and 18 now, and I look at them and I think, gosh, by that stage I'd spent almost 5 years overseas.
Yeah, wow.
So I kind of, hats off to my parents, because I don't know if I would have that same level of wanting to give them the freedom that they gave me. And I've got one boy going overseas tomorrow. I'm sending him a list of all of the Australian embassies around the world, because I know he's going to lose his passport.
Phone cards, everything. Yeah, sure.
So, I mean, it gave me a great life. It was a great platform. And all the skills you learn through sport and the discipline and the ability to organise myself. I mean, my schedule, most people would be a little bit horrified when they saw it. But to me, it's quite manageable, because my life has always been managed by like that. And I think they're skills that you learn out of sport. It's where sport can do so much good.
House Rules airs tonight at 7:30, so we've got that to look forward to. But you did touch on your love. The dream job would be covering sport, and you have done Australian Open in the past, and we've had Wimbledon start last night.
Yep.
We're talking about a 20-year-old, Nick Kyrgios, precocious talent, but he's had another run-in overnight. Your thoughts on Nick?
Look, I watched that match. He just reminds me of Leighton Hewitt from 15 years ago. He obviously is a great talent. He's got some incredible shots. His serve is amazing. He's got a presence. But I think I actually tweeted last night, my hope is that Leighton, as he steps down, he's still going to be heavily involved in the sport and in commentary. I hope he mentors him, because I think he can save him a lot of pain between now and, you know, 5, 6, 7 years when he's going to step up to the really top level.
All right, Joanna, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you in the studio today. House Rules going gangbusters. Plenty more on your plate by the sounds of it, so there's no fill-in shifts at 2UE. We can obviously, Midnight at Horns. Or...
You never asked me, Andrew. You never asked me.
Well, John and Gary, see you later. The Vossie and Joanna. Or Joanna and Vossie show on breakfast, 5 till 9. Now, I'll tell you what, if we do the breakfast show together, we might shift it, knock it back to 6. I don't think we need to go the early hour.
Yeah,
we'll play a best of 5 or 6 on the previous day. That's it.